And a pleasant good afternoon to you from Open Space Park in Sioux Center. It is Dort College football on KDCR. We're about 15 to 20 minutes away from the start of today's football game. The Dort College defenders come into today's contest off of their first win of the season last weekend at Ellendale, North Dakota. They are 1-5 this year, 0-4 in GPAC play. Nebraska Wesleyan is 2-3 in the GPAC and 2-4 overall. We'll be back checking in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westrom, and then we'll visit with Coach Greg Youngblood about the Dort College defender football team. All that comes up on our pregame show right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR.
Dort College is a place with strong academic programs as well as high-caliber athletic programs. It's a college where Christ is central in all aspects. I'm Jasmine Skelhas, and I am proud to be playing basketball and running track for the Dort Defenders. Being a student athlete at Dort College has been a great experience. I am building lasting friendships with teammates and classmates, growing spiritually, and being challenged in my classes. If you want to learn more about my school, visit dort.edu.
This week, let's take a look back at last week's conference football scoreboard. Northwestern was a winner over Briarcliff 38-0. Nebraska Wesleyan for homecoming in overtime defeats Concordia 37-34. Dakota Wesleyan comes from 16 down in the fourth to defeat Doan in Mitchell 27-23. Morningside sets an NAIA national record with 916 yards of total offense and a 76-14 win at Hastings. And it was Dort in non-conference play defeating Trinity Bible 37-20. Was that final score. We've already had one game this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and that was at the Dakota Dome. It was Dakota State in non-conference play defeating Briarcliff 22-17, the final score. Let's go to last week's Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week then. The offensive player of the week is Ryan Kasdorf, quarterback from Morningside. He's the NAIA National Player of the Week, completing 24 of 27 pass attempts for 468 yards and six touchdown passes on Saturday in Morningside's win at Hastings. Jared Van Winkle, safety from Dakota Wesleyan, is the defensive player of the week. Two big interceptions in the fourth as Dakota Wesleyan came from behind to defeat Doan 27-23. His final interception sealed the win at Joe Quintal Field. And on special teams, Kramer Rath, the kicker from Nebraska Wesleyan, takes the honor. Three field goals on the day, 37-29 and 31 yards against Concordia. The 31-yarder forced overtime. He also was perfect on his PATs on the day and had touchbacks in four out of seven kickoffs for the Prairie Wolves. That's a look back at last week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming up after this quick timeout, we will preview this week's games around the GPAC. This is your GPAC Football Saturday Report for October 18, and it continues right after this message about the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA national champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
As mentioned, one game in the Great Plains Athletic Conference is already in the books for this week in Vermilion as Dakota State in non-conference play defeated Briarcliff 22-17. Let's go to today's schedule around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Four games on the slate. 12th-ranked Northwestern will travel to Seward to battle Concordia at 1 o'clock. Top-ranked Morningside at home at 1 o'clock at Elwood Olsen Stadium. They will host number 16, Dakota Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan travels to Sioux Center for Defender Days against Dort College. That's a 1 o'clock kick. And home coming for the Midland Warriors this weekend in Fremont as they will play host to the Hastings College Broncos in the battle for the Watcher McLaughlin Trophy at 4 o'clock in Fremont, Nebraska. That's your four games this week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a look then at the updated NAIA football ratings for this week. And again, Morningside College remains undefeated and holds down the top spot in the nation. Baker is number 2. Carroll moves up to number 3. Southern Oregon is 4. Grandview ranked 5th. William Penn 6th. Fall Faulkner is 7. Robert Morris is ranked 8th. Georgetown 9. And Tabor has dropped to 10th. Northwestern ranked 12th. And Dakota Wesleyan 16th in this week's NAIA Football Top 25. For complete details on the Great Plains Athletic Conference, go to gpacksports.com. You can also check out the rest of the fall sports going on now in the GPAC online. And we're on Twitter at GPAC Sports. That's your Football Saturday report for October 18. I'm Corey Westra.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. For the first time this season, it seems, we were able to have an interview with Coach Greg Youngblood down on the field that was not adversely affected by the wind. Here's that interview with Coach Greg Youngblood. Door College Defenders take on Nebraska Wesleyan. Great Plains Athletic Conference football action this afternoon. And, Coach, your team coming off the win over Trinity Bible last Saturday. What did you see last week that you liked heading into the last half of the season?
Well, our guys showed a lot of resilience. You know, we were down in the first half, gave up two big plays early, and stumbled a little bit with some turnovers. But our guys really bounced back and put it on them in the third quarter, and it showed that we're making some progress, and it just showed the character our guys have. They could have laid down. It was kind of a tough day, and a lot of different things going against us, but they came back, and it really gave us some good momentum, I think, going on the rest of the season here.
Offensively, we talked in the pregame about how windy it was and how you'd have to stay the course, and you were able to do that. You got your running game going in the second half. It was a defensive play, though, that ignited you, and it seemed like your team played with a lot more confidence once you were able to take the lead after that Cam Petrie interception.
Yeah, that's big, you know, coming to half. And we actually purposely gave them the win in the third so we could have it in the fourth, and that meant that first series was huge because we were probably going to kick off from the win, and we were going to give them some field position. But if we knew if we get a stop, that would be then an advantage for us. And not only did we stop, we got a pick six. So that really, really gave us a big spark. And then, yeah, the first play, we get the ball back offensively to go 65 yards and score. Both those together really propelled us and showed our guys made good adjustments in halftime and came back fighting in the second half.
In the offense that you run, you rely on your quarterback to make a lot of decisions, to read things. Where's Talen at in terms of his progress through the season?
Mm-hmm. He's doing well. He's doing well. He came from that system in high school. So that's been one of our better assets this year, is in his reading aspect of the game. He's not perfect, but he's done pretty well and just getting better. And so just some of the other little things around him are coming together, and with our offensive line getting older, we're so young, but because we now have 5 games in our belt, you know, there's some things there, and getting some guys healthy, the backs wise, I think really, if we can put that together with Talen doing a good job with the reads, I think we can get take the next step with our offense.
Makes such a difference having those same 5 guys up front through the course of the game. When I can look out there and see the same 5 players, it's just reassuring, I would imagine, as a coach to have those same 5 guys that you're not trying to shuffle people around.
Yeah, absolutely. And those 5 I really like. Like I said, 3 freshmen and really a 4th true freshman rotates in. And then 2 of our other guys are redshirt juniors, you know, and a sophomore. So we're so young there, and you're right. They're a good, solid 5. They're just young and growing, and that really gives us optimism for the future, because if those 5 can stay together, we think they could be pretty good.
Defensively, your team facing a team today, as we take a look at Nebraska Wesleyan, hasn't been real successful running the ball, but they have thrown the ball. What do you do defensively against this team?
Yeah, they've got a good quarterback who's throws it out. They got some good receivers, so our defense has worked hard on that this week and trying to eliminate the big play, keep the ball in front of them, make them make the good throws, keep it, you know, tackle everything in front of us, and then, you know, we got to get some pressure on the quarterback. He's good enough that he's not a runner. He's a pocket guy. We can't get him feel comfortable. Even if he's not getting sacked, we got to make him move around a little bit and maybe make some bad throws that way. So that's kind of what our focus has to be.
A lot of people have asked me this week about Nebraska Wesleyan, and I've said just a solid team. They're always going to be a team that at the end of the year they're going to be a game or two above 500 or a game below 500. What do you do in preparation for a team like this?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, we always know we're going to get a good fundamental team that's solid and have some athletic players, some good, real good players. You know, so the good thing is, because they are fundamental and they are well coached, you do have a pretty good idea, you know, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. They're going to do it well, but it's not like they're going to try to fool you and trick you. You kind of have a pretty good idea how they're going to line up and how they're going to play it. So They're going to be good. We just got to be better fundamentally and do some right things. But we know what we're going to get, and so it'll be a fun game to see where we're at.
That is Coach Greg Youngblood, and while we were listening to that interview, those of you who are not familiar with the story, last week, Saturday evening into Sunday morning, Nebraska Wesleyan football player Maury Lawrence was killed in an accident, and in light of that event and with the busyness this weekend on the Dort College campus, a ton of activities taking place. Dr. Eric Hoekstra, the Dort College president, offered a prayer before today's contest. And with Max Lawrence on the team for Nebraska Wesleyan as well, a late change, he is going to wear number 9 this afternoon. And he is an honorary captain, it appears, for this Nebraska Wesleyan team. He will be striding out at midfield along with 3 other captains from Nebraska Wesleyan. While for the Dort College defenders, the captains are Daniel Fennig, Trey Pickney, Cole McLean, and Vinoy Harris. Nebraska Wesleyan, as you listened in on the pregame show, started the season with a pair of losses to Tabor and Morningside. They then beat Briarcliff at the Dakota Dome to get their first win of the season in Week 3, then played to a standoff with Northwestern before losing 8-0 in Lincoln. A loss to Doan, a longtime rival, 55-29, dropped the Prairie Wolves to 1-4, and then they got the overtime win over Concordia last Saturday, 37-34. Tyler Francis makes this team go. He has thrown 140 for 255 in terms of pass completions, 1,775 yards, 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. His favorite receiver is Connor Zump. He has 45 catches for a 17.2 yards per catch average with 7 touchdowns and 128 yards per game. Corey Jones and Joel Weedle have 16 and 14 catches each. Kalen Vandenberg leads Wesleyan with 52 total tackles, but he is not listed on this week's 2 Deep. Riley Shoemaker, a safety, has 43 tackles with a fumble recovery. The defenders are 1-5 this year. They got the win over Trinity Bible last week. Daniel Fennig runs for 47 yards per game. It's a 4.0 yards per carry average. Talon Seaman runs for 3.2 yards per carry and has 197 yards on 61 carries. Both Fennig and Seaman have 2 touchdowns rushing, and Xavier Caffey has gotten to the end zone twice as well. 5 different Dort College players have an interception each on defense. Those are 5 are Cameron Petrie, Cole McLean, Matt Albert, JT Texera, and PJ Trammell. Benoit Harris has made a team-high 66 tackles this year with a quarterback sack. Nebraska Wesleyan has won the coin toss. They elect to receive. And they will be moving from right to left. Not much of a factor this afternoon which direction you are moving from north to south, as there is not much wind. A drastically different day dawning after the evening last night, where wind was a significant factor in the high school football games around the area. We are just about set for football. Dort College in their home black jerseys, white numbers trimmed out in gold. While Nebraska Wesleyan is in their road whites, gold pants, dark brown numerals, and those are trimmed out in gold as well. A fantastic day for a football game, a fantastic day for all of the events happening on the Dort College campus this weekend. It's a full day. Soccer's having a pair of games. Women start at 1 o'clock. Men get rolling at about 3:15 or soon thereafter. The Dort College hockey team, the Blades, are at home this afternoon. That's a 4:15 face-off. And the Dort College volleyball team is in action this afternoon. 3:30 start time for the junior varsity and a 5 o'clock start time for the varsity. You can hear the volleyball match on KDCR 88.5 FM as well. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're going to get started just a shade after 1 o'clock. We anticipated that fully with the pre-game prayer taking a little bit of time, but obviously this kind of day, something break from tradition obviously warranted, and the Dort College defenders and Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves just about set for football today. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders teeing it up will be Kevin Giese. Giese to line things up, and he will be kicking off from the 35-yard line. Back to receive for Nebraska Wesleyan. Brooks Earhart. And I believe number 18, Crew Keller. Kickoff is taken at the 15-yard line. Now to the 20, to the 25. On the far side, on the numbers. Breaking it to the 40 and drug down at the 43-yard line. Taken down finally was Brooks Earhart. And the Door College defenders will send the defense onto the field. Nebraska Wesleyan won the coin toss. They elected to receive. And the line of scrimmage is set at the Nebraska Wesleyan 42-yard line. First and 10 for Nebraska Wesleyan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on a sunny afternoon. Game time temperature 49 degrees, nothing but sunshine. We've got calm winds. Handoff, inside handoff, and a big carry, a 9-yard pickup on the play right off the bat for Joel Weedle. Weedle finally dropped in the secondary. Matt Elbert in the starting lineup for the North College defenders this afternoon. That is unexpected. He was not listed on the 2-deep earlier this week, but J.T. Texera is out of action. And the North College defenders now surrendering 8 yards on the first play from scrimmage. So second down and 2 for Wesleyan. Francis is under center. I formation for Nebraska Wesleyan. Split out left and right. Handoff around the right edge is Weedle, and Weedle is brought down at the 45-yard line. So another positive yardage play for Nebraska Wesleyan. 5-yard pickup on the play and a first down. And Nebraska Wesleyan has it in Dort College territory at the 45-yard line. Dort College has to find a way to stop the run. Otherwise, it is going to be a long afternoon, this Nebraska Wesleyan team. They will throw the ball as good as anyone, but if they get a running attack going today, it's going to be very difficult as they'll be able to diversify. 5 outs for Nebraska Wesleyan. Send Weedle in motion from right to left. And a flag thrown at the line of scrimmage. This is going to be a procedure penalty against the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. And the next voice you hear will be our referee, Andrew Fulton. So movement, and they say number 50, Jed Norby. Got out of his stance early. First and 15 for Wesleyan at midfield. Nice-sized crowd on hand for today's football game. Dort College looking for the first win of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season. Linebacker Matt Elbert comes over to match up with a slot receiver. Same formation. They send Weedle in motion from right to left. Three-man front, four to the defenders. Back to pass is Francis. Francis throws. Pass is complete to the 38-yard line. Gain of 12 on the play. Sets up second and 3. So Nebraska Wesleyan actually mark him down at the 39-yard line. So a second down and 4 on the way for Nebraska Wesleyan. And Dort College has to find a way to stop this Nebraska Wesleyan offense. Curtis Emery's the defensive, nose tackle. Brian Bowman's lining up at right defensive end. And over on the far side for Dort College, I believe that's Taylor Teal on the defensive end. They hand it off to Weedle. Weedle at the 40, brought down at the 38-yard line, a pickup of 1 on the play, but only Harris, the linebacker, flowing over, coming up on run support as well, the safety, Cole McLean. That'll bring up 3rd down and 3. Let's see if Dort College can get off the field here. Big play here for the defenders, 3rd down and 3. Hesitating on the sideline for Dort College. Not getting into the action is Daniel Brown. They do get Emery off the field, so they'll give him a breather. Curtis Emery checks out, new nose tackle. I believe that's Andrew Cameron. Movement along the line of scrimmage. Bowman gets back on time. Pass to the flat. Incomplete. No flag on the play. And it's going to bring up 3rd down and 3. Evidently, Bowman was able to get back onside. Anthony Serrar, middle linebacker for the defenders, sliding over on coverage. Trotting off the field is Daniel Brown for Dort College, and that brings up 4th down and 3, and Wesleyan in this position is going to go for it. 4-down territory for the Prairie Wolves. So Nebraska Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. Empty backfield, and they're going to line now Weedle up behind the quarterback Francis. They'll load up left side of the line, look for the pitch play that way. Instead, dropping back to pass is Francis. Francis pass incomplete. He had pressure. The Dort College defenders came with a blitz. Pass was incomplete in the flat. Would have been short of the first down, but as it is, it still falls short, and the Dort College defenders get it back on downs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 12:07 remaining in the first half of play. Dort College takes over at their own 38-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Pitch over to Fennig from Seaman. Seaman pitches it to Fennig. Fennig around the left edge, and he is forced out of bounds near the 40-yard line. Made it past the 40 to the 41-yard line, so a pickup of three on the play. It'll bring up second down and seven. Second down and seven on the way. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan scoreless, just underway. 11:46 left to go, first quarter. Dort College up the line of scrimmage. Talon Seaman is under center. Loken Vandevecht is the running back. Near side wide receiver is Jason Miller. On the wing to the right side, that's Fennig. Far side is Xavier Caffey. They hand it off to Vandevecht. Vandevecht, the fullback carry. And he picks up 6 yards on the play. It was second and seven. It's going to be third down and one. Dort College nearing midfield. So Vandevecht picks up 6 yards on the play. Brought down on the near side. Rockland Mount out of the near side, lining up on the numbers. The football located just to the left of the right hash mark as you stand behind the Dort College offensive line. Talon Seaman has not kept it himself yet. He's coming off a career-high running day last week against Trinity Bible. Obviously, Nebraska Wesleyan, a different opponent than Trinity Bible. Dort College facing third and one. Pitch over to Caffey. Caffey to the 45-40. Spins and brought down on the near sideline at the 37-yard line. Nebraska Wesleyan's Riley Shoemaker, 43 tackles this season. He makes the touchdown-saving stop as he spins Caffey down. Caffey went to the spin move and was brought down at the 37-yard line. Talon Seaman gets the play from the sideline. Seaman, a freshman from Sugar Fair, Texas. And he's going to line up under center. Dort College tight with their wings. Also lined Rockland Mao up on the near side almost as a tight end. Seaman, the ball carrier, and that play gets stretched out. No gain on the play. Tackle made by Eli Bricker for Nebraska Wesleyan. And the Dort College defenders face now second down and 10. 10 minutes remaining in this first quarter. Scoreless between Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan. Talon Seaman gets the play from the sideline. They'll send Mao to the right. Miller to the far side. The wings are tight. Left tackle for Dort College is Dylan Stevens. Ben Boom is the left guard. Send Fennig in motion. They pitch it to Fennig. Fennig gets a block and is able to fend off one would-be tackler and is forced out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Loken Vandevecht makes the tackle that springs him for what ends up being 3 yards. They don't give a very generous spot. It's going to be third down and appears to be a long six. Third down and long for the defenders. On the near side, Miller. Jason Miller, 16 catches this year. Let's see if Dort College goes to the air. Nebraska Wesleyan bringing everybody up within 7 yards of the line of scrimmage. Safeties creeping up on run support. Fake the handoff. Seaman passes out into the flat. It's picked off. It's taken away at the 23-yard line to the 30, to the 35, and brought down at the 41-yard line. Interception by Nebraska Wesleyan's Riley Shoemaker. A change of possession. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR.
Dort College is a place with strong academic programs as well as high-caliber athletic programs. It's a college where Christ is central in all aspects. I'm Jasmine Skelhaas, and I am proud to be playing basketball and running track for the Dort Defenders. Being a student athlete at Dort College has been a great experience. I am building lasting friendships with teammates and classmates, growing spiritually, and being challenged in my classes. If you want to learn more about my school, visit dort.edu.
Nebraska Wesleyan with their first play after the change of possession, a completion to the far side, and that pass completed to Earhart. Brooks Earhart, slot, makes the catch into Dort College territory at the 46-yard line. So Nebraska Wesleyan took over after the interception. Dort College turns it over in Wesleyan territory. And now Nebraska Wesleyan has the football at the Dort College 46-yard line. We're scoreless, 8:20 left to go, first quarter. Francis in the pistol. He turns, hands it to Weedle. Weedle the ball carrier, and Weedle is tripped up at the 40-yard line. Tackle made by Dort College's Alex Vasquez. Vasquez makes the tackle of Weedle, but not before Weedle picks up 9 yards on the play. And the Dort College defenders surrendering yardage here on this drive. They've got to come up with a way to stop this Nebraska Wesleyan running attack. Wesleyan a little too much success thus far for the Dort College defenders' liking. Ryan Larson to the near side for Wesleyan. He's matched up with there by P.J. Trammell. Snap back to Francis. Francis the fade on the sideline, and the pass is incomplete. Francis brought it down, but he was out of bounds. Lennard Manuel and Ben Bima providing the pressure for the Dort College defenders. Bima, 3 sacks this season. He's the leader on the team in that category. Third down and one. Football at the 37-yard line. See what Wesleyan does here. They put two backs behind Tyler Francis. Francis is under center. Five-man front. Offensively, no tight ends, and they hand it off. And it looks like that is enough for a first down for Wesleyan. It is down to the 35-yard line. A pickup of a yard on the play for Weedle. And it's first down and 10 for Wesleyan in Dort College territory at the 35-yard line. Dort College's front three right now. Jake Van Dam, the right defensive end. Lining up over the nose, over the center, is Brian Bowman. And the far side left defensive end, that is Taylor Teal. Back to pass is Francis. Francis flares it out to the 31-yard line. On the coverage for Dort College was Vanderscaff, but the pass is complete. Nebraska Wesleyan's Corey Jones comes away with it. Second down and four. I beg your pardon, second and six. A gain of four on the play. 6:57 left to play, first quarter. Nebraska Wesleyan with their second possession of the football game. Started this drive with about 9 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Tight end to the right, Francis. Play action pass. Pressure by Emery. Emery's going to throw him down. Loss of six on the play. Curtis Emery, the defensive tackle for Dort College, comes shooting through. Emery, 6 foot, 270-pounder from Elvin, Texas, a sophomore. Throws him for a loss, throws Francis for a loss. That brings up third down and 12 in a passing situation for Wesleyan. Dort College, an extra defensive back on the field. That's Marquise Goodman, it appears. Cole McLean also at a safety. Cam Petrie at a corner along with Trammell, and you've got linebackers Vanderscaff and Elbert lining up to cover the slots. Back to pass is Francis out of the shotgun. Flares it to the right side. Pass is complete and thrown out of bounds at the 32-yard line. A gain of five on the play. Not enough for a first down. That's going to bring up fourth down and seven in Nebraska Wesleyan. This would be a 50-yard field goal attempt on a natural surface. It appears that they will go for it. Fourth down and seven. They need to make it just past the 25-yard line for a first down. Fourth down and seven. Wesleyan, a spread offense. Five receivers. Back to pass, Francis. Francis throws it over the top, has a man open, and the pass is complete down to the 5-yard line. Getting the completion was Corey Jones to the sideline and up for a first down all the way down to the Dort College 6. Believe that was a 26-yard gain on the play. And Wesleyan now facing first down and goal to go at the 6-yard line. Wesleyan goes for it on fourth down, and they get the pass completion to Corey Jones. I formation now for Wesleyan. They'll go to the power game. They hand it off to Weedle. Weedle stopped at the 2-yard line by Vanoy Harris. Vanoy Harris, the linebacker, in on the stop. That's going to bring up second down and goal to go. Second and goal to go. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're scoreless, but Wesleyan is threatening. Nebraska Wesleyan with the football. And Wesleyan, I formation. Francis sends a man in motion. They line up double tight. And we've got a flag on the play. In all likelihood, this is going to be against the offense. So a false start on Nebraska Wesleyan. Jack McAravy jumps offside. And the Dort College defenders will once again line up defensively. Wesleyan with it. Second and goal now from the 7. Back from the original line of scrimmage for this set of downs. 5 wide for Wesleyan as they mix it up. They send Wheatle in motion left to right. 4 receivers now to the right. They throw it to the right side and into the end zone. And a touchdown pass completion to Nebraska Wesleyan's Brooks Earhart. Earhart, a 7-yard touchdown reception from Tyler Francis. And Wesleyan is on the board. 6-0, pending the point after. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Overton Hall, member FDIC, and the community. On to attempt the point after is Kramer Rath. Rath puts it up and through, and Wesleyan leads 7-0. 7-0 our score. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with Nebraska Wesleyan's kickoff right after this. 62-yard drive culminated by a 7-yard touchdown pass from Francis to Earhart. Dort College takes the kickoff, and bringing it out is Marquise Goodman, and Goodman is brought down at the 17-yard line, and that's where Dort College will take over, first down and 10. 3:41 left to play in the first quarter. Wesleyan leads 7-0. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Taylen Seaman brings the troops up to the line of scrimmage. Send a man in motion. That's Caffey from right to left. Fake the handoff. Pitch it over to Fennig. Fennig jukes and picks up 1 yard on the play. Solid tackle that time by Nebraska Wesleyan's cornerback Aaron Bainey. Bainey, 33 tackles this season. Actually, Bainey, a linebacker that flowed over from the far side to make the tackle. Actually, he's lining up as the safety on the far side. 4-3 set defensively for Wesleyan. Dort College back to pass to Seaman. Has a man open. That's Miller. Miller to the 45-50. It's a foot race. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Dort College. An 81-yard touchdown strike. Dort College goes to the play action. And the Dort College defenders are on the board on a Seaman to Miller touchdown catch. The safety got sucked up on the play action. The cornerback was unable to keep up with Miller, and Miller catches the pass from Seaman for an 81-yard touchdown catch and run. And the Dort College defenders trail it 7-6. 7-6 our score. 2:57 left to play in the first quarter. Kevin Giese to try and tie it. Giese out of the hold of Cole McLean. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Dort College defenders have tied it up at 7-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A quick strike by the defenders ties it up. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Nebraska Wesleyan at their own 5-yard line, bringing it out to the 17-yard line and making the tackle on special teams for Dort College. Now, Sean Quinlan. Quinlan makes the tackle of the return man, Ryan Schneider. And it'll be first down and 10. Nebraska Wesleyan with a football at their own 19-yard line. So Wesleyan takes over, poorest field position of the day thus far. 2:57 left to play. Nebraska Wesleyan with a football. And the handoff Straight ahead carry and nothing there for Joey Jones. Jones, the ball carrier, picks up maybe 1 yard on the play. It's going to be second down. And eight. Second and eight. North College stuffs the run up the middle. North College, a little more size up front. They're going to go with a four-man front here. Bayama and Manuel on the ends. You've got Bowman and Emery at the tackle. So a four-man front for Dort College. Back to pass. Francis. Francis pass. Complete. At the 23-yard line, P.J. Trammell looked like he might jump the route and go for a pick six, but instead wraps up for the tackle. Completed out to the 24-yard line. It's going to be third down and four. Third down and four. Third down and, well, we're going to call it third down and five. Third and five. Dort College on defense. Back to passes Francis out of the pistol. Has a man open in the flat. Instead, he's looking long, going for the home run ball. And the pass is complete. P.J. Trammell goes to break it up. And taking down the long pass for Wesleyan is Ryan Larson. Larson makes the grab in Dort College territory at the 48-yard line. A 28-yard gain on the play into Dort College territory. Beg your pardon, the 43-yard line. So an even longer pickup on the play, and Wesleyan converts the third down try. 1:15 left to go, first quarter. Wesleyan, pitch right side. Jones with it. Jones runs into Cole McLean, and McLean, trying to hold his ground, ends up surrendering an extra 2 yards on the play. Gain of seven. It's second down and three. Second down and 3 yards to go. 50 seconds remaining in this ball game, in this first quarter. 7-7 our score. Both teams exchanging touchdowns on their last possessions. Nebraska Wesleyan, five wide, three to the right, two to the left. They'll send a man in motion. No, they will not. Now they do. Jones in motion out of the slot. He comes to the near side. Pressure on Francis. Passes incomplete to the sideline. And that'll bring up third down and four. Dropping in coverage that time for Dort College was number 57, Daniel Brown. And that's going to bring up third down and four on the incomplete pass. The clock stops. 24 seconds remaining in this first quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Third down and four. Man in motion, back to pass. Pass batted away, incomplete. Cam Petrie tips it away as they try to thread the needle into the wideout, Ryan Schneider. And the pass falls incomplete. Now Wesleyan facing fourth down and long are forced to punt. They're going to try and punt and pin here. Tied 7-7. This is where Dort College needs to watch for the fake. 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter of play. So Nebraska Wesleyan's Andrew Gelb, a 38.8 yards per punt average. Snap is back to Gelb. He'll get it away, angling towards the sideline. And that will bounce into the end zone, a high bounce into the end zone and a touchback. And the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves forced to punt after reaching the Dort College 37-yard line. And the defenders will take over at their own 20. With 11 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 7-7 our score. Dort College at their own 20-yard line. Talon Seaman is under center. Seaman's going to run option to the right, and he's going to be dragged down at the 21-yard line. And that's going to be the last play of the quarter. Tackled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Making that stop was David Jennings. And it's going to be second down and eight for the Dort College defenders as the quarter comes to a close. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College run around the right side by Xavier Caffey. Caffey from the 22-yard line to the 32-yard line. A gain of 10 on the play and a first down for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders and Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves tied 7-7. 14:33 left to play in the first half. Handoff goes to Vandevac. No, keeping it himself is Talen Seaman, and Talen Seaman out to the 38-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play. Well, we'll give him 6. It's going to be 2nd down and 4. 2nd and 4. 2nd down and 4 yards to go. 14 minutes remaining in this first half. We're tied 7-7. Dort College taking their time in the huddle. 12 seconds left on the play clock. Rockland Mount to the near side. Far side is Miller. Talen Seaman is under center. Seaman back to pass. He's going to throw it over the top. Has a man open. That's Miller. His defender fell down. He's to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Cuts back and is forced out of bounds at the 8-yard line. A 53-yard pass and catch, and that time the cornerback defending Miller fell, and Miller was able to reel it in and takes it inside the 10-yard line before he's forced out of bounds. First and goal from the 8, Fort Ord College. 13:30 left to go. First half of play, Dort College and Wesleyan tied 7-7. Dort College looking to break the tie. Send a man in motion, that's Fennig. They hand it off to Vandevac. Vandevac inside the 5, down to the 4-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play for Vandevac. Offensive lineman slow in getting up for Dort College. Not sure who that was for Dort College, but helped to his feet. Dort College and Wesleyan tied 7-7. Second and goal to go from the 5. Second and goal to go from the 5-yard line. You've got Miller over on the near side. Mao will line up almost as a tight end on the far right side. And under center is Talen Seaman. They send a man in motion. Seaman hands it off to Vandevac. Offensive line moving the pile near the goal line, but stops shy of the goal line by a yard, it appears. It's going to be 3rd down and goal to go from the 1. 3rd down and goal to go from the 1-yard line. 12:10 left to play. 3rd down and goal to go. Third down and goal to go for the defenders under center. They hand it off to Seaman. Oh no, Seaman hands it off to Vandevac. Vandevac stops short of the goal line. And it's going to be 4th down and goal to go from the 1. And we'll see what Dort College does. They're going to take to try to go for the points here and get a field goal. They'll go for the 3. So Dort College going for the lead here. McLean will come on to hold. This will be a 18-yard field goal attempt. He'll mark it down at the 8-yard line. Geesey out of the hold of McLean. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And the Dort College defenders take the lead, 10-7. 11:13 remaining in the first half. Dort College completes the 80-yard drive with the field goal. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Well, you'd like to get 7. You'll settle for 3. Dort College leads at 10-7 after the 18-yard field goal by Kevin Geesey, culminating the 80-yard drive Through the first quarter of play, Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan, both offenses pretty successful. Wesleyan 22 plays for 132 yards. Dort College 9 plays, 114 yards. Both teams had a little over 30 yards on rushes, and both teams having success through the air. Dort College is coming on big plays. Wesleyan will run it out from the goal line to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, and brought down at the 20-yard line. Returned by Nebraska Wesleyan. Ryan Schneider. Schneider hesitated coming out of the goal, out of the end zone. And the Dort College special teams able to stay in their lanes and were able to bring him down. Today's broadcast, Dort College football on KDCR, made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. They pitch it and bobbled the pitch for the moment and brought down for no gain is Joey Weedle. Second down and 10 yards to go. That one, that timing of that play off from the get-go. The pitch to Weedle, and Weedle had to grab it up around his head. Weedle, not a big kid. He is listed generously at 5'6 and 180 pounds. He's from Fremont, Nebraska. Second down and 10 yards to go. Wesleyan, four outs. Weedle in the backfield and the pistol along with Tyler Francis. Francis, the quarterback, sends a man in motion. Movement in the backfield, no flag. Francis pitches it outside to Weedle. Weedle, a 10-yard pickup on the play and forced out of bounds near the 31-yard line. So a gain of 11. It's first down and 10 for Wesleyan. Wesleyan picks up the first down. Looked to me like Weedle got a little bit of a running start in the backfield. No flag came out, though. It's first down and 10 for Wesleyan at the 31-yard line. Francis up to the line of scrimmage. Three down linemen for the defenders. They fake the handoff to the man in motion, hand it off to Weedle, and Weedle is brought down at near the 35-yard line. On the tackle for the defenders, Bima, also coming up on the run support for Dort College, was Nick Payton. Payton making the tackle along with Bima. It's going to bring up second down and 7. Second and 7. Wesleyan went to a little deception that time. Sent a man in motion, faked the handoff to him, and then came back to the running to one of the wingbacks. Francis in the pistol. Snap back to Francis. Francis, pass is complete to the 40-yard line, and Cam Petrie, a whisker away from jumping the route. Pass delivered with just a little too much zip on it, though, and Petrie has to settle for the tackle. And that'll bring up third down and 1. At the Dort College, at the Wesleyan 40-yard line. Dort College can get their defense off the field here with a defensive stop. Third down and 1 yard to go. 8:58 left to play in this first half. Dort College 10, Nebraska Wesleyan 7. Francis in the pistol. They send three receivers over to the near side. That's the short side of the field. Francis is going to look right. Comes back to the left side. Pass is complete and brought down. Making the play for Dort College, P.J. Trammell. Trammell stayed home on the play. The pass was completed to Weedle, but Trammell was there to knock it down. As Wesleyan looked right, they tried to sell the play to the right and then came back to the running back coming out of the backfield. And Trammell, the cornerback on the far side, stayed home, stuck with his assignment. You saw Gabe Elisario, the Dort College defensive coordinator, telling the player to stay home on that side. Spiraling kick on the punt after the Dort College defense comes up with a stop. And Nebraska Wesleyan will down the football at the Dort College 18. So Wesleyan is forced to punt from their own 37. Dort College will take over. 7:56 remaining in the first half of play. And Dort College will take over at their own 19-yard line. So Dort College with it. First down and 10, 7:56 left to go in the first half. 10-7, Dort College in front. Taylen Seaman is under center. Seaman's going to run option, pitches over to Fennig. Fennig to the 20, cuts it inside, and they say he stepped on the sideline, and he was a whisker away from breaking it into a 10- to 15-yarder instead of the 5-yard gain it ends up as. Second down and 4 yards to go. Pickup of 6 on the play for Fennig. Football at the 25-yard line. Lenoir College got shut out last year by Nebraska Wesleyan and Lincoln. It was a 7-0 ball game at the start of the fourth quarter, I believe. And then Wesleyan tacked on 3 scores. Lenoir College has always played competitively with Nebraska Wesleyan. They have not been blowouts. Seaman, his forward progress is going to be stopped at the 24-yard line. A loss of 1 on the play. Nebraska Wesleyan, the Dort College crowd wanting a late hit as the whistle had blown, and a couple of Nebraska Wesleyan tacklers a little overzealous, and they throw Seaman to the ground back at the 10-yard line. It's going to be 3rd down and 5 now. Dort College in their own territory at their 24-yard line. Might be a time for Dort College to try another pass over the top. Wesleyan playing the run pretty stoutly. Dort College up to the line. Taylen Seaman is under center. 4-down lineman for Wesleyan. They're going to roll left with Seaman. Seaman pass completed to Miller, and that's enough for a 1st down. He's forced out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Miller simply ran an out. And the Nebraska Wesleyan cornerback, Eric Richards, had to play soft on the play after Miller has beaten them twice on long pass plays. And he's forced to play it soft. And Miller gets enough for a 1st down. Pickup of 8 on the play. Dort College needed 5. 1st down and 10 to go from their own 33-yard line. 6:28 left to play, 1st half. Taylen Seaman under center. They pitch it over to Fennig. Fennig gets a block on the near side. Making that block was Andre Williams. Williams able to seal his man. Coming out of the backfield, he's given Loken Vandevecht a breather here. So another 1st down for the defenders. A 10-yard pickup on the play for Fennig, but credit number 23, Andre Williams, with the block that sprung him. Andre Williams, 5'6", 175-pounder from San Diego, California. He was at Crossmont College last year. 5:50 and counting. 1st half, Dort College leads it 10-7. Up to the line of scrimmage is Taylen Seaman. Send a man in motion. That's a new player for Dort College. They hand it off to Williams, and nothing there for Williams. There's not a lot to Andre Williams. Not a big kid. Damani Roberts also in the ballgame. Seen some new faces as Dort College, some injuries this past week. Gain of 1 on the play for Williams. It's 2nd down and 9. 5:20 left to play. 1st half, a fast-moving 1st half of play. We aren't even 45 minutes into play this afternoon. Up to the line of scrimmage is Taylen Seaman. Seaman's going to run option, pulls it away, now kicks it over to Roberts. Roberts, the ball carrier, and Roberts is tripped up near midfield. Falls forward to the 48-yard line. That, my friend, is a generous spot. And it will be 3rd down and less than a yard. I thought his knee was down around midfield. But Roberts able to keep his forward progress going. And he is brought down at the 48. 3rd down and short, 4:40 remaining, 1st half. Be great if Dort College could extend this drive. Obviously, you want points at the end of it, but keep it away from the Nebraska Wesleyan offense. Riley Sharper snaps it to Seaman. Seaman, the ball carrier, and Taylen Seaman on the 2nd effort might have gotten enough for a 1st down. This might call for a measurement. I think he got it, but we'll see where the spot of the football is. And are they going to give him enough for a 1st down? No, they're going to measure it. Referee calls for the clock to stop. He's going to say, not enough for a 1st down. Wow. 4th down and inches. I thought it would call for a measurement. Dort College trying to get a free play out of it. Wesleyan stays home. 15 seconds on the play clock. They send a man in motion, hoping Wesleyan would move. Now they send Roberts in motion. Pitch over to Roberts. Roberts chasing to the edge. He's got enough for a first down and then some. He's brought down at the 43-yard line, making the tackle for Wesley. And on the far side was Aaron Bainey. But that's a Dort College first down for the defenders. It was Damani Roberts. So a first down for Dort College. First and 10, 3:40 remaining in the first half. Dort College leads 10-7. Dort College trying to shorten the game up. They'd like to limit the number of plays that each team is able to run on offense, so they'll take their time on offense. Talen Seaman, play action pass. Has a man open, that's Miller. Miller unable to make the grab at the 18-yard line. Had his man beat. The play action was able to freeze the defensive backfield. And Miller, near the 20-yard line, looked like he stumbled. Pass was thrown just a little behind him as well. If that's on the run, he's into the end zone for his second touchdown of the day. As it is, it's second down and 10. The clock stops on the incomplete pass. This drive nearing 4 minutes old. Actually, is 4 minutes old and nearly 5 minutes old. Started with 7:56 left to go in the half. 3:20 on the play on the game clock. Second down and 10 from the Wesleyan 42. Seaman going to run option, and he is brought down in the backfield. Making the tackle for Wesleyan is Phil Latimer. Latimer throws him for a loss. Loss of three on the play. Brought down at the 45-yard line. And that'll bring up third down and 13. Dort College needs to make it to the Wesleyan 32-yard line for a first down. Third down and 13. 2:50 and counting, first half. Dort College needs to get this into a manageable position for fourth down try. Talen Seaman is going to roll left, plants, throws, passes complete to Mao. Mao the ball into the 30-yard line. Rockland Mao, his second catch of the year, and it's a big one. Dort College picks up the first down. A 15-yard pickup on the play to Rockland Mao. Mao, a junior for the Dort College defenders, 6'4", 220-pounder from Meridian, Idaho. And the Dort College defenders have it first down and 10 now at the 30-yard line. Now the clock starting to be a factor, 2:15 left to play in the first half. Under center is Talen Seaman, four down lineman for Wesleyan. Seaman hands it off, a straight-ahead carry. I believe Loken Vandevak is back into the football game. No, it is not. That is still Andre Williams. A pickup of four on the play. It's second down and six. Second and six, 1:48 remaining. A time-consuming drive here, Dort College. A fourth down conversion and a third down and long conversion, and now facing second down and six at the Wesleyan 25. Seaman pitches it left side over to Fennig. Fennig stiff-armed, and he is brought down, but a flag on the play, and I believe that might be a horse collar. We'll see if it was a hold or a horse collar. Side judge comes over, talks to our white hat, and the next voice you hear will be Andrew Fulton as he tells us what the penalty is. Right now, the football is marked at the 26-yard line. A loss on the play for Daniel Fennig. If the play would stand, right now it would be third down and seven. So a 15-yard penalty on the play. That's a face-masking penalty. And that's 15 free yards, and I believe my math is correct. That'll bring Dort College down to the 10-yard line. The football will be marked just outside the 10-yard line. I beg your pardon. It's going to be at the 13-yard line. 1:25 left to play in this first half. Dort College 10, Nebraska Wesleyan 7. Talen Seaman up to the line of scrimmage. Seaman keeps it himself, trying to find some room to run. Man doesn't give up on the play, fights his way back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Second down, and 10 from the 13, and we've got a timeout on the field. Timeout charge to Dort College. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders, with 1:03 left to go in the half, knocking on the doorstep. The Dort College defenders facing second down and 10 from the 13. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerts, and Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member FDIC. Seaman back to pass. Throws it towards the end zone. Has Fennig. Incomplete. Fennig led just a little too far. Coverage by Wesleyan's Riley Shoemaker. And that'll bring up third down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 58 seconds remaining in this first quarter, first half of play. Well, worst case scenario for Dort College, you want a field goal. But after settling for a field goal at the doorstep last possession, an 18-yarder as Dort College got to the one but then was turned away, you want a touchdown here. 17-7 going into halftime looks dramatically different than 13-7 or 10-7. Under center is Seaman, pitches right side. With the ball is Roberts. Roberts racing to the goal line. Stops shy of the goal line by a yard. But Damani Roberts hit the jets right around the 10-yard line. Saw a seam that I did not on the right side. And it's first down and goal to go for the defenders. Dort College running option, and Roberts lining up at the left wing. Able to race to the corner and very nearly got in for a touchdown. First down and goal to go for the defenders. First down and goal to go. Williams is the running back. They send a man in motion. They hand it off to Williams. Williams into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College! A one-yard touchdown plunge by Andre Williams. And the Dort College defenders lead it 16-7 with 33 seconds remaining in the first half. So Dort College leads it 16-7 pending the Kevin Giese point after. Giese will kick it out of the hold of Cole McLean. McLean holds for the left-footed kicker. It's up and it is through, and the Dort College defenders lead 17-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. 33 seconds to go in the first half. Dort College playing with a lead, 17-7. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. Kickoff taken at the 10 to the 15 to the 20, and nothing there for the return man. And Nebraska Wesleyan's return man, Brooks Earhart, thrown out of bounds. And it'll be first down and 10 for Wesleyan at their own 20-yard line. So Wesleyan has some timeouts remaining. We'll see if they elect to chuck it down the field and try to make something out of these final 27 seconds, or if they go into the locker room trying to avoid danger, any further danger. We'll see what they do here. Pistol formation. Francis is the quarterback. Send a man in motion. That's Earhart. They hand it off to Weedle, and Weedle is brought down to the backfield. Leonard Manuel reaches up with a big old paw, grabs him at the 17-yard line. And Weedle is thrown for a loss of two. 14 seconds on the game clock. Let's see if Wesleyan will go for it. It appears they will be content to run the clock out and get to the locker room trailing 17-7. So Dort College takes a lead into the locker room for the first time this season. 17-7. Dort College by 10 in front of a Defender Days crowd here at Open Space Park in Sioux Center. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR.
For the late.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders lead Nebraska Wesleyan 17-7 at halftime of this afternoon's football game. The Dort College defenders trailed 7-0 after a Brooks Earhart 70-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Francis. But Dort College scores the last 17 points of the first half of play to take the 17-7 advantage into the halftime locker room. A fast-moving first half of football. Just an hour old, and we are into the halftime already on Defender Days here in Sioux Center. Trying to track down some scores at halftime to pass along to you as well. Striking out in some regard. We'll see if we can get a few, though, before the halftime is over. Earlier this week, it was Dakota State defeating Briarcliff in non-conference play 22-17 in a game played at the Dakota Dome. Lots of action on the Dort College campus today. The Dort College soccer teams hosting Morningside. Great Plains Athletic Conference play. That started at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Women's game started at 1. Men will get going at about 3:15. Dort College volleyball facing Hastings College this afternoon. That is a 3:30 start time for the junior varsity, and that will be a 5 o'clock start time for the varsity. Blades are in action today as well at the All-Season Center. And the Blades face off at 4:15 against the Colorado School of Mines. I'm sure I'm missing something along the way, but that's what's happening on the Dort College campus today. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR, made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, that is, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Back with a check of the scoring rundown. We got to this 17-7 score at halftime right after this. Got caught up talking with some folks here in the press box at halftime. Here is the scoring recap. Nebraska Wesleyan scored with 3:46 left to go in the first quarter. Brooks Earhart caught a 70-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Francis to cap a 10-play, 58-yard drive to make it 7-0. That drive took 4:58 off of the clock. Dort College answered. Jason Miller caught an 82-yard touchdown pass from Talon Seaman. Kevin Giese's kick was good. It was a two-play, 83-yard drive. That took 44 seconds off of the clock. 2:57 left to go in the first half. We were tied 7-7. Dort College then got a field goal from Kevin Giese, a 17-yarder, to cap an 8-play, 78-yard drive. Dort College made it as far as the 1-yard line and then was turned away at the doorstep. Dort College settled for the 3 points, went up 10-7, and Dort College a time-consuming 16-play drive that went 81 yards, and they got into the end zone. I believe that was Daniel Fennig. They gave the touchdown to Daniel Fennig. I'm not so certain that that should have been Fennig. We will double-check that again so when the coaching staff gets back up into the press box. I believe it should have been number 23, Andre Williams, with that touchdown run. But we'll double-check that. As it is, Dort College leads at 17-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be back with more right after this. Dort College leads at 17-7. Back with a look at the numbers in a moment. The numbers look like this. Dort College leads 17-7. Dort College 10 first downs. Nebraska Wesleyan 6. Dort College 103 yards rushing on 24 carries. Nebraska Wesleyan 12 rushes for 31 yards. Dort College 4 of 7 passing for 156 yards. Wesleyan 11 of 16 for 116 yards. Dort College 31 plays from scrimmage for 259 yards. Wesleyan 28 plays for 147. Time of possession, Dort College 15:33, Nebraska Wesleyan 14:27. Dort College converted 4 of 7 third down tries, 1 of 1 on fourth downs. Wesleyan 1 for 5 on third down tries, 1 of 2 on fourth down conversions. Door College led at the half by Xavier Caffey's. 3 carries for 27 yards. Damani Roberts and Daniel Fennig, 3 and 6 carries respectively for 25 yards each. Taylen Seaman, 4 of 7 passing for 156 yards. Jason Miller, 3 catches for 141 yards. Rockland Mile, 1 catch for 15 yards. Wesleyan's Joel Weedle has 9 carries for 30 yards. Joey Jones, 2 carries for 8 yards. Tyler Francis, 11 of 16 passing, 116 yards. Ryan Larson, 3 catches, 49 yards. Corey Jones, 2 catches, 30 yards. Brooks Earhart, 2 catches, 19 yards. Joel Weedle, 2 catches for 9 yards. Dort College has not punted in the first half of play. Andrew Gelb punted twice, 40.5 yards per punt average. Aaron Bainey, 7 tackles for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College's P.J. Trammell, 3 tackles. Cole McLean, 4 tackles, 1 solo and 3 assists. Nick Payton and Sean Quinlan, 2 tackles apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Scores at either at halftime or nearing halftime. Concordia leads Northwestern 14-13 in Seward. Morningside leads Dakota Wesleyan at last check 20-7. Midland and Hastings, I don't think I have a score on that I've been able to track down at this point. Here at halftime in Sioux Center, Dort College leads Nebraska Wesleyan 17-7. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office. 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker in the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with second half action from Open Space Park in Sioux Center, right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 17-7. And Dort College, I believe, if memory serves me correctly, will have the option to receive the opening kickoff of the second half and potentially could play a little keep away from Nebraska Wesleyan here to start the second half. Nebraska Wesleyan had the football for 33 seconds out of the last 7 minutes and 56 seconds of the first half, and that could not have played out much worse for Nebraska Wesleyan. They gave up a touchdown and didn't have any time to do anything with it, with the football once they got it back. And now Dort College will receive the opening kickoff of the second half, and Dort College will be moving from right to left. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office. 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. So Dort College will send Trammell and Goodman back deep. Trammell to the near side on the hash marks. On the far side hash mark at the south end zone goal line is Goodman. Kicking off for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Kramer Rath. Rath puts his right foot into it. A low end-over-end kick taken by Goodman at the goal line. He's to the 5, to the 10, cuts it up on the numbers, and he is going to be brought down at the 17-yard line. Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 18-yard line. They'll mark him at the 18, 15 minutes remaining. Well, I should say 14:54 remaining in the second half, in the wishful thinking in the second half, in the third quarter. So Dort College with a lead at halftime for the first time this season. They trailed at halftime last week with Trinity Bible and came through with a strong second half. Put the game away, in effect, in the third quarter. Talen Seaman under center for the defenders. Four down linemen for Nebraska Wesleyan. Seaman keeps it himself. He's across the 20 and might have turned the football over. Dort College falls on top of it. Seaman picks up a couple of yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 8. Second and 8 for the defenders. Dort College with the football at their own 21-yard line. Take care of the football. Take some time off of the clock. And take advantage offensively. That's what Dort College did in the first half of play. Had just one turnover, and that was an interception. That led to an eventual Nebraska Wesleyan touchdown. Dort College with it. Seaman pitches right over to Caffey. Caffey on the far sideline near the Nebraska Wesleyan bench. Forced out of bounds at the 26-yard line. It's going to be third down and less than 5. Need to make it to the 29 for a first down. It's third down and 3 for Dort College. Third and 3. Dort College leading 17-7. 17-7 our score. Dort College in front by a couple of scores. And Talen Seaman under center. Logan Vandebeck, the running back. Vandebeck throws a block for him. Seaman passes over to Miller. Miller makes the grab. First down for Dort College. A 70-yard pickup on the play. Miller able to stake out enough ground. Gets in front of Seth Wardine. And a first down for the defenders at their own 33-yard line. So Dort College, they could grind one out here, take some time off the clock, and extend the lead at the same time. Start playing keep away and play with a lead. It's far different than playing from behind, obviously. Let's see if Dort College is able to successfully do that here in the third quarter, play with the lead. Pitch over to Caffey. Caffey on the sweep to the right. Caffey looking for some room to run. He stood up at the 35-yard line, spins and picks up an extra yard of the 36. Gains maybe 3 on the play. It's going to be second down and 7 as he's brought down on the far right numbers. 36-yard line, second down and 7. Key here is to not get ahead of yourself. Continue to play the play in front of you. The coaching cliches come out, but they are so true on an afternoon like today. Dort College leading. Second down and 7. Under center is Talen Seaman. Pulls it away from his fullback, pitches over to Fennig. Fennig racing to the corner, and Fennig's going to be brought down for no gain on the play. So no gain on the play brings up third down and 7. Fennig comes up a little gimpy. Dort College playing without Trey Pickney. Pickney with a hand injury. Now it's third down and 7 for Dort College. 12 minutes left to go in the third period. Dort College leading it 17-7. Our score. Under center is Talen Seaman. Fennig in motion. They fake the pitch to Fennig. Fennig pass over the top. Intended for Miller, and Miller was wide open. He was all by himself at the 40. But the pass falls incomplete. And that will bring up fourth down and 7, and Dort College will be forced to punt for the first time this afternoon. Fourth down and 7, punting from their own 36-yard line. So Nebraska Wesleyan will get it in decent field position. back to return for Nebraska Wesleyan. I believe that's Wardeen. Wardeen, the single safety. Wesleyan looks like they might bring pressure. 10 men along the line of scrimmage. Heath Bonestrow on to punt, averaging about 37 yards per punt. Gets away a high spiraling kick, drives Wardeen back to his 12-yard line. The football is out. Wardeen has to go to his knees to recover it. Inside the 10, down at the 6, and Nebraska Wesleyan will take over first down and 10 at their 6-yard line. 11:33 left to play in the first half. So that ends up as a net. My math skills are correct. 58-yard net for Dort College and Heath Bonestrow. And Dort College will try to play defense and get Nebraska Wesleyan's offense off of the field without allowing points. Playing with a 17-7 lead, Dort College has had a bend but not break offense, or defense, I should say, so far. Ball battered away by Dort College's Cam Petrie. On the intended pass over the middle, slant pattern for Nebraska Wesleyan. And Connor Zumpf, that is, leading receiver, 45 catches for Wesleyan. Petrie matching up with him. That time Petrie was able to reach around and knock it away. Joey Weedle in the backfield along with Francis. Wesleyan airing it out from their own goal line. Snap is back to Francis. Francis again, pass out into the flat near the 12-yard line. Falling forward, trying to get to the first down marker is Connor Davis. He's short of the first down, though. He went out of bounds near the 14-yard line. So third down and short for Wesleyan at their own 14-yard line. They need the 16 for a first down. Wesleyan trailing by a couple of scores. They'll hurry the play in from the sideline. 20 seconds on the play clock. Three receivers to the right. Zumpf is over there. Receiver to the left is Connor Davis, matched up with by P.J. Trammell. They look right. They throw right. Pass is to the near side, to the 20-yard line, and that is enough for a first down. A 5-yard pickup on the play. Pass completed to Connor Zumpf. So Zumpf makes the reception, sliding at the 20-yard line, and a first down for Nebraska Wesleyan. First down and 10 for the Prairie Wolves at their own 20-yard line. 10:41 left to play in the third quarter. Wesleyan with the football. They hand it off to Weedle, and Weedle is brought down by Matt Elbert. Elbert picks himself up. He went head to chest with, or face mask to chest with Weedle that time. After a 3-yard pickup for Weedle. Weedle averaging 2.6 yards per rush. Nebraska Wesleyan, the strength of this team is not in their running game. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Francis completing passes for 295 yards per game this season. Pass over the top is incomplete, intended for Zump. Miscommunication. He and Cam Petrie locking up on the near side. Pass falls incomplete. It'll be third down and 7. Third down and 7. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Wesleyan going almost exclusively to the pass here. Dort College, playing with a lead, will probably keep it on the ground and try to milk the clock. Francis facing third down and 7. Three receivers left, one receiver right. The one on the right is the dangerous one. That's Zumpf. Back to Francis. Looks right. Pass is underthrown, incomplete, intended for Zumpf. Petrie on the coverage. Enough pressure on Francis that he short-armed the pass. And Wesleyan is forced to punt from their own 23-yard line. Well, a draining week, no doubt, for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dealing with the death of a teammate in an accident last week in the late hours of Saturday into Sunday morning. And you've got to wonder how that will play out, that fatigue and that draining week, over the course of the rest of this game. Football is marked at the 43-yard line of Dort College as Dort College lets it drop. So from Dort College's punt at their own 36-yard line to this point, where it's at the 43, Dort College nets 7 yards on the swap of field of possession. So Dort College takes over at their own 43-yard line, 9:39 remaining. Talen Seaman keeps it himself. Seaman tries to run it up the on the right side of the line, and nothing doing that time. Phil Latimer puts his helmet into the chest of Talen Seaman. Short gain on the play. It's going to be second down and 9. Second down and 9. Dort College gets the play in from the sideline. Wesleyan is going to play it close to the vest here defensively. They have really loaded the box up. They have all 11 players within 7 yards of the line of scrimmage. Send a man in motion, does Dort College. Back to passes, Seaman. Seaman airs it out over the top, and the pass is incomplete. And that will bring up third down and 9. So Dort College trying to counter the pressure applied by Nebraska Wesleyan. But there are two defensive backs on Miller that time, and he couldn't shake free. And with 8:52 left to go in the third quarter, Nebraska Wesleyan trying to get their defense off the field. Fair number of individuals made the trip down from Lincoln, a three-hour trip across the way. Looks like, I would say, about 100 folks in the stands. Back to pass is Seaman. Seaman pass over the middle intended for Rockland Mao falls incomplete. And that one really didn't have much of a chance. Rockland had to go airborne, but the 6'4 wide receiver from Meridian, Idaho, unable to bring it down. And the clock stops on the incomplete pass. And for Dort College, easily their shortest possession time of the second of the ball game thus far, as they ran just 52 seconds off of the clock that time. And Wesleyan, in all likelihood, will get her back in decent field position unless Bonestro really booms another one. This one off the side of his foot, it appears. It'll take a Dort College bounce near the 30. Wardine fields it at the 20. And Nebraska Wesleyan will take over where they basically punted from last time. So Dort College punts it away after stalling at their own 44-yard line. Wesleyan takes over, first down and 10 at the 20. So Nebraska Wesleyan with the football. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back to pass is Francis. Francis to the sideline, and Zumpf got away with a push-off, it appeared to me, near the 40-yard line. Pass is completed to the 43-yard line. Gain of 25 on the play to Zumpf, and it'll be first down and 10 for Nebraska Wesleyan at their own 45-yard line. Francis turns and hands and gives it to the Dort College. Well, they give it to Joey Weedle. Weedle with the carry. And we've got a face mask called on the defenders as well, so that's going to be 15 free yards. So Weedle after the carry, down to the 29-yard line. So Weedle picked up positive yardage, and now Nebraska Wesleyan has the football at the Dort College 29. First down and 10 yards to go. Francis turns, hands, gives to Weedle, and Weedle is brought down at the 27-yard line. Leonard Manuel makes the tackle for the defenders. And that'll bring up second down and 8. So a gain of 2 on the play for Weedle. Weedle doesn't hasn't had the big plays offensively. Weedle, that time stopped after a two-yard pickup on the play. And now it's second down and eight. Dort College's defense trying to get off of the field without allowing Nebraska Wesleyan on the board. Back to pass is Francis. Throws it towards the goal line. And the pass is broken up by P.J. Trammell. Thought Trammell might be a little late to the party, but Trammell reaches up at the last instant and knocks it away. Intended on the far side. Tough to make out that number. I think it was Brooks Earhart again. And that'll bring up third down and eight. Third down and 8 yards to go. In the shotgun, it's Tyler Francis. Francis back to pass. They're going to look left again. This time the pass is incomplete, intended for Weedle. And that'll bring up fourth down and eight. And decision time for Nebraska Wesleyan. Trailing by 10. They've got the football at the Dort College 28-yard line. This would be a 45-yard field goal. And now it's fourth down. Fourth down. And 8 yards to go. Fourth down and eight. Dort College trying to get the ball back on downs. Francis in the pistol. He's got Weedle in the slot to the left. No receivers to the right. Francis is going to roll left. Pass is completed to Weedle. Weedle to the 20, down to the 15, and a first down for the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves down to the 15-yard line. So Nebraska Wesleyan extends the drive with a 13-yard pickup. They needed 8. They got 13. It's first down and 10. From the Dort College 14-yard line. First down and 10 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan trailing 17-7. 6:39 and counting, third quarter. Wesleyan trying to tighten this up. Back to pass is Francis. He's going to throw it to the far corner. Pass, a jump ball, incomplete. Cam Petrie knocks it away before Connor Zump can bring it down. And that will bring up second down and 10. And I'm going to say the line of scrimmage is the 16-yard line, actually. So second down and 10 from the 16. 6:28 left to go. In the quarter, this is the third quarter. Dort College gave up the first touchdown of the day. Scored the next 17 points. Now Nebraska Wesleyan is threatening. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Zumpf is to the right side. They send a man in motion from right to left. That's Earhart. They look right. Pass is complete to Zumpf. Zumpf falls into the end zone. Touchdown. A 16-yard catch by Zumpf. So it goes Francis to Zumpf for 16 yards. And Nebraska Wesleyan is on the board, trailing 17-13 with a point after on the way by Kramer Rath. Kramer Rath awaiting the snap. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is no good. And the Dort College defenders lead by four. We'll see how big that point looms as the afternoon progresses. 17-13, Dort College maintaining the lead. 6:23 left to go in the quarter. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Marquise Goodman fields the kick at the 5-yard line. The line drive kick, and he brings it out to the 34, I believe. Nope, 31. Dort College will take over at their own 31-yard line. First down and 10, 6:23 left to go in this third quarter. Dort College leading 17-13. So Wesleyan able to move the football on that last possession. Dort College offense now needs to answer. They've had an answer throughout the afternoon. Wesleyan scores for the first time since the first quarter. Getting a seal is Caffey. Caffey to the 40. Still on his feet. Brought down at the 43-yard line. A pickup of 12 on the play. I believe that was Daniel Fennig making a block, sealing off the defensive player. And it is now first down and 10 at the 43-yard line. 44-yard line, gain of 13 on the play. First down and 10, football at the near the 44-yard line. North College, Talon Seaman, the freshman, signal caller, under center, Riley Sharper, his center. Hands it off straight up the middle, and Loken Vandebeck, the tough yard, straight up the middle, picks up four on the play. And it's going to be second down and six. Second and six, 5:20 left to go, third period. North College leading 17-13. North College must respond. Nebraska Wesleyan, an 80-yard drive moments ago, completed after taking just 2:24 off of the clock. You got a 25-yard pass play on the near side that could have been an offensive pass interference as Zump got away with a push-off to get free and get free from Cam Petrie. Caffey on the right side, the sweep, and Caffey racing on the right side inside Wesleyan territory down to the Nebraska Wesleyan 43-yard line. And Xavier Caffey putting together a nice afternoon. First down and 10 yards to go now for Dort College at the Wesleyan 43-yard line. So Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage are the defenders. Wesleyan with a four-down lineman. You got Daniel Fennig on the near side in the wing. They send Caffey in motion. From right to left, they hand it off to Loken Vandebeck, and Vandebeck picks up another four tough yards straight up the middle. See if that sets something up on the outside eventually for the defenders. It'll be second down and six. 4:14 left to play, third period. Dort College in Wesleyan territory at the 39-yard line. Need the 33 for a first down. Dort College in their huddle, taking some time off the clock. 15 seconds on the play clock. Dort College playing with a four-point advantage. Send a man in motion. That's Caffey. They pitch it over to Caffey. Caffey on the left side trying to get to the edge, and he's going to be brought down at the 40-yard line. A loss of one on the play. Tackle made by Nebraska Wesleyan's Hunter Hand. Hand sliding over, flowing with the play, able to make the stop, and it's third down and seven. So Dort College near the 40-yard line, well, the 41 now, need to make it to the 37 for a first down. So third down and long for the defenders. Vandevecht is the fullback. Mao is to the far side of the field on the hash mark. They fake the pitch. Seaman pass over the middle intended for Mao, incomplete. And that will force Dort College into a fourth down situation. Fourth down and long at the 40-yard line, and Dort College will have to punt. Not much of a decision to make here, in my opinion. You try to punt, and you try to give your defense an opportunity to make a stop. Dort College leading 17-13. Line of scrimmage is the 41-yard line. Bonus throw. We'll be getting this away from near midfield. Wardeen near the 10-yard line. Bonus throw. Angling it to the right side. Spirals it towards the corner. Wardeen calls for the fair catch. Ball takes a Dort College bounce and is downed at the 2-yard line. So Bonus throw does his job. Pins Nebraska Wesleyan deep in their own territory. Line of scrimmage will be the Nebraska Wesleyan 2-yard line. That's a 39-yard punt with just 41 yards to work with. And with 2:52 left to play in the third period, Dort College still holding on to a 17-13 lead. Nebraska Wesleyan has the football. They'll operate out of the pistol here at their own 2-yard line. Zumpf and Petrie to the near side. That was the matchup that got Wesleyan down the field on the last possession. Play action pass. Francis flares it out to the right side. Pass is complete. Tackle made by Marquise Goodman. Pass caught by Wesleyan's Nolan Clausen. Clausen out to the 70-yard line. So a pickup of five on the play. It's second down and five. Second down and 5 yards to go. Matt Albert onto the field. Nebraska, Dort College's Brian Bowman will check out. Dort College getting a little more speed on the field. Two receivers right and left for Nebraska Wesleyan. Francis throws it for a first down. Pass completed to Corey Jones. Jones makes the catch out to the 15-yard line. It's first and 10 for Wesleyan at their own 15-yard line. Matt Albert on the stop for Dort College. It is first down and 10 for Wesleyan at their own 15. The Dort College defense has to make a play. Tyler Francis, the quarterback. Francis, a screen play. Dort College had it sniffed out, but getting free is Joey Jones. Jones, a pickup of 10 on the play. There was a Dort College player over there. Looked like he just overshot it, though. They had the screen play measured out. That player did, at least. Looked like it was a linebacker who had stayed home, but he got too far to the outside of the field and ended up sealed off on the play. Dort College slow in getting their 12th player off of the field. Now they do. Back to pass is Francis. Tyler Francis is going to throw it over the middle. Pass completed to Zumpf, and Zumpf is in Dort College territory down to the 47-yard line. 28-yard pickup on the play from Francis to Zumpf. And Nebraska Wesleyan in Dort College territory with 1 minute remaining in the third period. Nebraska Wesleyan with it. First down and 10 at the Dort College 47. Tyler Francis in the pistol. And Francis is going to look left. He's going to throw it up for grabs. P.J. Trammell goes up for it. Nearly comes down with it. Incomplete. And the wide receiver turns into the defensive back. That's Ryan Larson preventing P.J. Trammell from coming down with the interception. At the Dort College 10-yard line, Trammell had both hands on it, just couldn't rip it away. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Second and 10. Was it Trammell or was it Marquise Goodman? They're both on that side of the field. Handoff straight up the middle, and there's nothing there for Jones. Joey Jones, the ball carrier, and Jones stopped for no gain. It's going to be third down. Third down and 10, 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Clock continues to roll. Wesleyan does not have to run a play. Would be no benefit, though, to wait till half. Wait till the quarter break, though, unless you want the free timeout to talk over a play. And it looks like facing third down and 10, Nebraska Wesleyan may indeed do that. They're going to let the clock wind out, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Our score, Nebraska Wesleyan trails Dort College 17-13. Back with a fourth quarter of play from Open Space Park right after this.
Welcome back to the Cat Show. Up next.
Third down and 10 for Wesleyan. Two right, two left wide receivers. Back to pass is Francis. Francis throws to the sideline. Pass incomplete. Coverage by Trammell. Pass intended for Ryan Larson, and Wesleyan is facing fourth down and 10. Quick look at the statistics at the end of the third period. Dort College, 305 yards of offense. Wesleyan, 278. Dort College, Xavier Caffey, 55 yards on 8 carries. Seaman, 5 of 12 through the air for 163 yards. This punt is angled to the right side. Marquise Goodman calls for the fair catch and missed it. Ball is loose, and Wesleyan will take it at the 5-yard line of the Dort College defenders. So Dort College fumbles the punt. We saw Nebraska Wesleyan mishandle one deep in their own territory that they fell on top of. Now the Dort College defense has to come up with a stop. And if you can limit Nebraska Wesleyan to a field goal try here, you'll have succeeded. Wesleyan with it, first down and goal to go at the 6-yard line. First down, goal to go for Wesleyan. Francis in the pistol. He's got Weedle in the backfield with him. He throws to Weedle. Weedle near the goal line. He stops short of the goal line. Cole McLean on the tackle. Second down and goal to go, this time from the 2-yard line. So Nebraska Wesleyan with it at the Dort College 6 to start. And now with 14:27 remaining, Nebraska Wesleyan knocking on the doorstep. They actually didn't give him much forward progress. They mark him at the 3-yard line. So second down and goal to go from inside the 5. Francis is under center. Tyler Francis sends a man in motion. They line up double tight. They hand it off to Jones, and Jones is tackled in the backfield by Bayama. And that'll bring up third down. Third down and goal to go now from the 4-yard line. So a loss of 2 on the play. Loss of 2. Third down and goal to go. Dort College clinging to a 17-13 lead. 13:40 remaining. Wesleyan gets the play in from the sideline. Matt Elbert is on the field. Bowman comes off. A little more speed. Extra linebacker. Wesleyan, two receivers to the right. They send Zump in motion from left to right. They're looking for Zump. Under pressure is Francis. And the pass is caught in the end zone. Touchdown. Somehow getting that pass off was Francis. He was wrapped up, it appeared. But he's able to find Ryan Larson for a 4-yard touchdown pass. Goes Francis to Larson. And Nebraska Wesleyan takes advantage of the fumbled punt by the defenders. And Nebraska Wesleyan takes their first lead since it was 7-0. 19-17, Wesleyan kicking for the point after. Rath, snap is down, kick is up, and kick is through. And the Dort College defenders trail 20-17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Kramer Rath on to kick off. Dort College trailing 20-17. Rath, an end-over-end kick, and it's taken by Petrie in the end zone. He's going to run it out. Probably, but it would have been wise to take a touchback there. He brings it out to the 12-yard line, and the dangerous part of that sequence of events is you want so badly to make a play that you force something. And now Dort College faces first down and 10 from their own 11-yard line. It's 13:15 left to play in the fourth quarter. And Dort College needs to put together a scoring drive. Dort College trails it 20-17, so they're within a field goal. As I said earlier, when that point after was missed by Nebraska Wesleyan, we'll see how big that looms as the game goes along. Hand off to Loken Vandevac. Vandevac, the ball carrier, out to the 17-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. Second down and 6. So second down and 6. Dort College trailing by 3 after leading by 10 at halftime. Wesleyan capitalizing on a fumbled punt by the defenders. Set up a short field for the Prairie Wolves. And they capitalized on third down under pressure. Pickup of 4 yards on the play. Short of the first down, it appears. That's Vandevecht again, the ball carrier. And, well, they're going to give him the spot and give him a first down. Riley Sharper shaken up on the play. And Riley Sharper flexing that left knee. The junior from Forest City has taken a beating this year. As we talked about in the pregame show with Coach Greg Youngblood, he's consistently been able to have the same 5 offensive linemen this season. And again today, I don't think we've had any changes. Ricky Nelson is on at the right tackle. First and 10 for the defenders. Pitch over to Caffey. Caffey dodges a would-be tackler, gets to the edge, and he is forced out of bounds. He's thrown out of bounds by Wes Betcher. It's going to be second down and 9. Second and 9. Also on the offensive line for Dort College, Jacob Cook. He's the right guard. So Nelson is the tackle. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing by three, facing second down and nine at their own 22-yard line. Five to get the play off. It's Talen Seaman. Fakes the handoff, stops, plants, throws over the middle, pass completed to Rockland Mao. Mao is going to be brought down at the 38-yard line. So Rockland Mao, a couple of catches this afternoon for the defenders. Rockland Mao picks up and up for a first down, and the defenders have it first down and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Mao able to stake out some territory for himself in the middle of the Nebraska Wesleyan defense. North College, first down and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Dort College, one receiver to the right, the other to the left. That's Mao and Miller. Handed off to Vandevecht and a flag on the play, and that's in all likelihood a hold. Flag was thrown at the 40-yard line, came out quickly. So a chop block against the Dort College offensive line. That's a 15-yard penalty. And that will come from the line of scrimmage, which was the 38. So now it'll be the 23. It will be first down and 25. First and 25. Dort College at their own 23. And now Dort College forced into a situation they don't like. That is long, in terms of down and distance, an obvious passing situation. So first and 25. 10 seconds on the play clock, 10:25 on the game clock. Talen Seaman is going to roll left. Plants, throws over the middle, has it completed to Miller. Miller to the 45, and he is brought down at the 42-yard line, short of the first down by less than a yard. So Dort College gets 24 of those 25 yards back. And one fell swoop on the pass completed to Miller, and the Dort College defenders back in business at their own 46-yard line. Well, Dort College completing those passes that they were missing on earlier in the half. So second down and short for the defenders at their own 46. Up to the line of scrimmage is Talen Seaman. Pitches it right over to Caffey. Caffey gets a block, and he's going to be stopped short of the first down. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. Tackle made by Wesleyan's Hunter Hand. And it's going to be third down and long. Not third down and long. It's going to be third down and longer than it was, I should say. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Third down and looks like a yard and a half from my vantage point, looking right down at the line of scrimmage from my spot in the press box. Football is at the 46-yard line. Third down and short, keeping it himself as Seaman, and Talen Seaman calls his own number. He hasn't done much of that here in the second half. He gets enough for a first down. He needed a yard and a half. He got three. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 49-yard line. 8:50 left to go in the game. So the Dort College defenders trailing, but they have moved the football from their own 11 to near midfield. Our score, Dort College leading by trailing by three, beg your pardon. Under center is Seaman. Seaman's going to roll left. Pitches over to Caffey. Caffey to the edge. He's to the 45, 40. He might go. No. Pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Gain of 16 on the play for Xavier Caffey. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So first down and 10. The Dort College defenders at the 35-yard line. Under center is Talen Seaman. Back to pass, Seaman. Seaman rolling right. Pass over the middle is complete to Rockland Mao. Mao at the 20-yard line. So a gain of 15 on the play. And the Dort College defenders lead a trail 20-17, but they're in Nebraska Wesleyan territory down to the 21-yard line. Football is at the 21-yard line. Talen Seaman is under center. Seaman barking signals. He pitches left side over to Caffey. Caffey to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College! Xavier Caffey. A 22-yard touchdown run. And the Dort College defenders take the lead back at 23-20. Pending the point after with 7:16 remaining. They take 6 minutes off of the clock in the process. And the Dort College defenders now kicking for the point after with Kevin Giese. Giese on to attempt the point after out of the hold of Cole McLean, trying to make it a 4-point ball game. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Dort College defenders lead it 24-20, but we had a flag on the play.
Offside.
Dort College will decline the penalty. They'll take the point. Dort College leads by 4. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leading 24-20, and Nebraska Wesleyan will get the football. And a short kickoff near the sideline. Takes a bounce at the 20-yard line. Seth Wardine brings it out to the 28-yard line. And that is where Nebraska Wesleyan will take over first down and 10 at their own 30. So Wesleyan takes over first down and 10 at their own 30. 7:03 left to play in this game. Clock continues to roll, and I'm not sure that should have been, but as it is, Francis back to pass. Pass out to the right side. Pass is complete and near the 45-yard line down to the 47-yard line. On the far side, finally bringing him down on the pursuit was Leonard Manuel. And the Dort College defenders. Dort College with it on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan with a football at their own 47-yard line. Pass is incomplete, intended for Zumpf, and that will bring up second down. Dort College with a 24-20 lead. Nebraska Wesleyan with a football. This drive started at their own 30-yard line with 7:16 remaining. There's 6:09 remaining now, and it's second down and 10. Second down and 10. Nebraska Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. Wesleyan in the shotgun. The pistol is Francis. Francis hands it off to Weedle, and Weedle is brought down at the 49-yard line. A short gain on the play, and that will bring up third down and 8 for Wesleyan. And in all likelihood, they're in four-down territory. The way Dort College can chew up clock this afternoon especially, they've got to think about this in terms of four downs. Bowman is out of the ball game. Dort College with their three-down linemen and an extra defensive back, if you will, in Matt Albert. Albert will line up opposite someone in the slot. Francis, let's watch Zumpf on the far side working against Cam Petrie. Back to Francis. Francis, back to pass, steps into it. Pass over the middle is completed to the 35-yard line, down to the 31-yard line. P.J. Trammell on the tackle, but the pass was completed to Nolan Clausen. And Nebraska Wesleyan has it. First down and 10 at the Dort College 31-yard line. Well, this one's going to go down to the final possession, it appears. First down and 10 at the 31-yard line. Tyler Francis in the pistol. He's got Weedle in the backfield with him. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Back to pass is Francis. Francis, pass batted and intercepted. Taken away by the Dort College defenders. Vanderskaff comes up with it. It was batted into the air, and Vanderskaff comes away with the interception. James Vanderskaff, the linebacker from Escalon, California, the Ripon Christian graduate, comes down with the loose football. And the Dort College defenders have it first down and 10 at their own 29-yard line. Knocking that football loose initially, I believe it was Anthony Serrar. Serrar makes the play, or made the play initially, and Vanderskaff latched onto it. First down and 10 for the defenders, 4:54 remaining. Dort College has it at their own 29-yard line. Now Wesleyan has to play for the turnover. Handoff goes to Vandevecht, and Vandevecht is stacked up at the 32-yard line. A gain of 3 on the play. It's second down and 7. Second down and 7. Dort College at their own 29-yard line to start this drive. And how long does Wesleyan wait before using timeouts to preserve the clock? Dort College with it for a second down and 7 after the pickup of 3 for Vandevecht. Talon Seaman under center, turns, hands, gives it to Vandevecht. Vandevecht falls forward. Did he pick up enough for a first down? It doesn't look like it. They're going to stop the clock for the time being as they mark the football down. Now they'll wind it in to play. Third down and short. Third down and short, and we have the sticks starting to move and the officials. Now they're going to stop the clock. Somebody signaled a first down. And they're going to bring the sticks out onto the field. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van Engelen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Third down and inches for the defenders at their own 39-yard line. 4 minutes remaining in regulation. Dort College leads 24-20. 24-20 our score. The Dort College Defenders Days crowd on their feet. And Dort College facing third down and short. This could be the ball game right here. Pick up the first down. You can extend the drive. Third down and short. Seaman's going to keep it himself. And Dort College needs inches. They get a yard. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 40-yard line. So the interception by Vanderskaff's giving Dort College possession. And now the Dort College offense trying to milk the clock and finish this off. 3:34 remaining. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 40-yard line. Dort College can take this down to near 3:10 before snapping the football. They'll take 40 seconds off on each play, if possible. Wesleyan will load up the box. They're actually playing it a little more straight up than they have most of the day. Hand off to Vandevecht, and it's been a steady diet of Loken Vandevecht, the junior from Orange City, straight up the middle. Gain of 3 on the play. It's second down and 7. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads 24-20, trying to seal it. Back with more after this. Great play. Second down and 7 on the way. We apologize to those of you watching via the World Wide Web. The one-man traveling band doing a little troubleshooting in between downs and timeouts. Pitch over to Cappy. Cappy with a football to the 40, and he's going to be brought down, and you want to stay in bounds. He will stay in bounds. He loses 2 yards on the play. Nebraska Wesleyan is forced to burn a timeout. 2:56 left to play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Again, apologies on that. I wish I had a fancy explanation for you, but very simply, a cord got unplugged at some point. Wish I could give you a very technical reason for why there was no sound on the webcast, but that's as simple as it gets. Third down and 12 on the way for the defenders. Wesleyan has just used another timeout. It's 24-20. I believe they've got one timeout remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And the Dort College defenders come out onto the field facing third down and 12. Nebraska Wesleyan wants one more chance at it. Dort College needs the football to near midfield. Let's see if they go to the air or stay on the ground. Fennig to the right, Caffey to the left. The fullback is Vandevac. Draw play, they give it to Vandevac. Vandevac spins, and he's brought down after a gain of 5. It looked like it had some promise, but then he was brought down by a couple of Nebraska Wesleyan tacklers at the 44-yard line. And Wesleyan will use their third timeout of the football game. Fourth down and 6 on the way. Decision time for the defenders. You got Bonestro, your punter, who's been nailing some good ones. You're facing fourth down and 6. Wesleyan needs a touchdown. Dort College leads 24-20. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College punting. Football is at the 45-yard line. Bonestro will get away a high spiraling kick. Wardeen will call for the fair catch at the 20-yard line. And that is where Nebraska Wesleyan will take over. 2:43 remaining for Nebraska Wesleyan. They trail by 4. That's what stands between Dort College and their first conference win since their initial season of football. It was an October day. A win over Concordia here at Open Space Park. And Dort College, a defensive stop away from finishing off this game. Francis in the pistol. Back to pass is Francis. Francis looks to the middle. It's intercepted. Dort College takes it away. Right in the middle of the play again. Anthony Serrar. Anthony Serrar, the 6 foot, 230-pound freshman from Anaheim, California. The linebacker fell back into coverage, and the Dort College defenders take over. Nebraska Wesleyan is out of timeouts. Dort College can milk the clock. I am not sure what Tyler Francis saw there, but he threw it right to number 58 in the black jersey. Dort College, 2:39 away from the win. Up to the line of scrimmage is Talon Seaman. Seaman under center. He turns, hands it to Vandevac. We've got a flag on the play, and that's going to stop the clock. That is not what you need at this point. (sighs) The biggest issue there is the clock stops on the penalty. Otherwise, you're able to milk the clock for 40 yards. Now, Wesleyan, your coaching staff, Brian Keller, he's going to decline this penalty. You'd rather take the play. You'd rather take the play, and that because otherwise Dort College is able to run clock again. 2:36 remaining, but Dort College gets the play. It's second down and seven. Clock will not start until the snap of the football. Dort College so close to a victory, they can taste it. The Dort College crowd right now has quieted down. So second down and seven. Dort College. Seaman turns, hands, gives to Vandevac. Vandevac to the 30. 2:08 remaining in this game. 40 seconds on the play clock. They wind it back into action. They can take it down near a minute 30. Remember, Wesleyan used all three of their timeouts on Dort College's last offensive possession. They cannot stop the clock. A first down here seals it for the defenders. They just have to snap it a couple more times. Dort College might use a timeout here. They'll let it wind down 5 seconds. They'll let it wind down to 1:31 and call a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College 24, Nebraska Wesleyan 20. White knuckle time for the defenders. Dort College has had some close calls in the recent seasons. They've gotten close to breaking that losing skid in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. You had a couple of overtimes with Briarcliff a few years back. You had a game come down to the final possession with Briarcliff where they scored with less than 30 seconds remaining. I believe that was 2 years ago here at Open Space Park. They played teams to standoffs through three quarters, and then things would cave in the fourth quarter. And here today, the Dort College defenders, after surrendering the lead, marched down the field and scored a touchdown to go from down 20-17 to go up 24-20. A pair of interceptions by the defenders stopped Nebraska Wesleyan drives, and now Dort College has a chance to finish it. Third down and four. The football is at the 30. They need the 26 for a first down. Vandevac is the fullback. They send Caffey in motion. They pitch it to Caffey. Caffey racing to the edge. He's got the corner. He's got the first down, and he stays in bounds down to the 20-yard line. They'll stop the clock. He was forced out of bounds, but that should do it. 1:23 remaining in this game. Xavier Caffey races to the edge. He got the pitch from Taylen Seaman, and the clock will begin to run. This will be the first win for the Dort College defenders in conference play since October 11th, 2008, the first year of varsity football when Dort College knocked off Concordia 17-14. And if I remember correctly, that was a parents' weekend win for Dort College. Now Dort College can run the clock down to 53 seconds, and they'll use another timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The most impressive part of this win for Dort College will not be what they did in the first half, but it will be what they did after trailing 20-17, getting that touchdown that put them from down 20-17 to regain the lead. It was Xavier Caffey, if I remember correctly, getting into the end zone down on the far side. And the Dort College defenders now just a couple of snaps of the football away from finishing off this game. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Dort College victory formation. Talon Seaman takes the snap. He'll take a knee. Dort College will have to snap the football one more time. Second down coming. Wesleyan cannot stop the clock. What a week this Nebraska Wesleyan team has gone through. And the Dort College defenders ending their losing streak in conference play. They've got a two-game winning streak going this season. They beat Trinity Bible on the week, a road last week. They beat Nebraska Wesleyan this afternoon. Final score, Dort College 24, Nebraska Wesleyan 20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll take a break, and we'll be back to recap the Dort College victory this afternoon right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders improved to 2-5 this season. And 1-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with a victory this afternoon over Nebraska Wesleyan by a final score of 24-20. The Dort College defenders fight off Nebraska Wesleyan after Wesleyan took a brief lead in the fourth quarter, and it looked like Wesleyan was going to escape Sioux Center with a victory. As it was, Dort College put together a drive and scored it with 7:16 left to go, and then got a couple of turnovers to cap the win, 24-20, the final score. Dort College this afternoon, 21 first downs to 17 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College 51 rushes for 216 yards. Nebraska Wesleyan 18 for 47. Dort College 8 of 15 passing for 216 yards. Nebraska Wesleyan 24 of 40 passing for 280 yards. Dort College outgained Nebraska Wesleyan this afternoon, 432 to 327. Dort College ran 66 plays from scrimmage. Nebraska Wesleyan 58. Dort College 34-25 on the time of possession. Nebraska Wesleyan 25-35. Dort College 8 of 15 on third down conversions. Wesleyan 4 of 11. Wesleyan 2 for 3 on fourth down tries. Dort College 1 for 1. Dort College led by Xavier Caffey's 14 carries for 97 yards. Logan Vandebeck, 12 carries for 53 yards. Damani Roberts, 3 carries for 25 yards. Daniel Fennig, 6 carries for 24 yards. Talon Seaman, 8 of 15 passing, 216 yards and 1 touchdown. Jason Miller, 5 catches, 171 yards. Rockland Mile, 3 catches for 45 yards. Heath Bonestro punted 4 times for an average of 42 yards. Cole McLean, 7 tackles for the defenders, 3 solo, 4 assisted. P.J. Trammell, 3 solo, 2 assisted. Leonard Manuel, 3 solo, 1 assisted. Cam Petrie, 3 solo. Nebraska Wesleyan's Joe Weedle, 13 carries for 48 yards. Tyler Francis, 24 of 40 passing for 280 yards and 2 interceptions with 3 touchdowns. Connor Zumpf, 5 catches for 79 yards. Ryan Larson and Joel Weedle with 4 catches each for 53 and 28, respectively. Corey Jones, 3 catches for 37 yards. Shoemaker, 9 solo, 8 assisted stops. Hunter Hand, 5 solo, 2 assists. Aaron Bainey, 5 solo, 2 assists for Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan took the lead with 3:46 left to go in the first quarter on a 10-play, 58-yard drive. Brooks Earhart caught a 70-yard pass from Tyler Francis to make it 7-0. Jason Miller then answered for Dort College with an 82-yard touchdown pass from Talon Seaman to make it tied 7-7 with 2:57 left to go in the first quarter. Dort College took the lead on a Kevin Giese 17-yard field goal that capped an 8-play, 78-yard drive to make it 10-7 Dort College. Andre Williams had a 1-yard touchdown run to cap a 16-play, 81-yard drive with 7:23 that took 7:23 off of the clock. And with 33 seconds left to go in the half, Dort College led 17-7. Wesleyan would score the next 13 points. Connor Zumpf caught a 15-yard pass from Tyler Francis to make it 17-13 to cap an 8-play, 79-yard drive with 6:23 left to go in the third period. Ryan Larson then caught a 4-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Francis to make it 20-17 after Nebraska Wesleyan capitalized on a fumbled punt returned by the defenders. Wesleyan led at 20-17. Dort College, though, showed some character, and they responded with a 10-play, 89-yard drive to give them a 24-20 lead and a pair of interceptions, one by Vanderscaff, that's James Vanderscaff, the other by Anthony Serrar, sealed it, and the Dort College defenders were able to run out the clock, and they win it by a final score of 24-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.